Here at Farm Progress Show, I finally got to meet the founder of AgChat, Michelle Payne Canoper. Got it right. I was afraid I wasn't. But we had a tweet up here in which a lot of the participants in this weekly Twitter chat session that's been going on for months now got to meet each other because we've not actually had that opportunity in person. And so, Michelle, I guess, first of all, just a couple questions here about AgChat. Since you are the founder, what kind of gave you the inspiration and idea, and why did you start it?
My work at Cost Matters really focuses on giving a voice to the people who feed the world and building connections between the farm gate and consumer plate. So as such, as I became more engaged in social media, I saw an opportunity for agriculture to be involved in conversations. And through participating in JournChat, I saw that people were having conversations utilizing Twitter as a tool, and I felt there was an opportunity for agriculture. So on April 6th, I just invited a group of folks together under the hashtag AgChat to come together and conversate on April 7th, and it has taken off like wildfire. I very much believe that it's a success because of the community, not because of anything that I've done, but really because of the diverse community that we've been able to engage.
Well, it's inspired one of our clients, the Renewable Fuels Association. We're working with them to establish a similar type chat session called Fuel Chat, since they're involved in the renewable fuels business. And we'll hopefully see that develop over time here. But when you look at that, what would you say are some of the things you might point to that make you feel like it's working, that it's accomplishing an objective, and that maybe we're actually reaching and creating some better understanding of how we produce food in this country?
Well, the real power to me in AgChat is the networking. When I've had people like yourself that have been engaged in the business for a couple of decades and have known a great deal of folks in agriculture say that it's the best networking tool they've ever had, to me, it tells me that it's useful. But more importantly to our industry, the Humane Society of the United States, PETA, Sierra Club, Greenpeace, and the likes have rapidly proliferated their message through social media. For example, the Humane Society of the United States has increased their following 26-fold since January of this year. That terrifies me because of the misinformation about agriculture that's getting out there. And so when I see any of us in the AgChat community engage in conversation with people that are not in agriculture, that are not familiar with modern farming, to me it's really an opportunity for messaging, for sound bites, but for connection and relationships, to put a face on the plate, so to speak. And so the best success story I've seen are simply farmers that are out there tweeting and talking what they're doing in the field, what they're doing in the barn, and being able to just share what they do as a farm, whether they're milking 900 cows as Raylan Dairy in California does, or whether they're farming 500 acres in northern Ohio. It really doesn't matter what the background it is. It's the fact that it's people in farming, people in agriculture, or connecting with those that are consuming our products.
Well, and I think it's been fascinating to me to see the farmers themselves, like you said. Yes, there's a lot of us who are in ag communications or some form of agribusiness, as some of our detractors in social media like to call us. We've sold our soul to big ag, you know. People like Willie Vogt at Farm Progress Companies. I mean, he just happens to be standing here next to us. He's a big ag man. But, you know, really, we are seeing such an explosion of farmers participating online. Mm-hmm. And would you agree that many of them seem to be looking at this as an opportunity to tell their story?
I really do. I've actually worked extensively with training farmers to be able to come online through social media webinars and on-site consultation and training. And what I share with them is basically the facts to open up their eyes. They understand that they need to better tell their story. Obviously, time is a major consideration. Privacy is a major consideration. And just being able to get on there and understand it is also a consideration. What I share with everyone is social media is not rocket science. Social media at its heart and soul is about people. And if you can connect with people one-on-one, then you connect with people through social media. But if you go to @followfarmer on Twitter, actually a farmer, Mike Haley in Northern Ohio, who tweets under Farmer Haley, does a great job. And he's created a list of all of the ag folks, or as many as he could find, on Twitter each week. And it really is quite a following. We've been covered on CNN, the John Tesh radio show, and a number of other media outlets as far as AgChat, as well as some of the farmers who are tweeting, because it seems that it's novel to the non-agriculture world that we're using technology, which of course we all know is a bit of a falsehood because farmers use as much technology as anyone. But really, I have seen an uptake recently of a variety of farmers, and it's intriguing because I see that there are a number of early adopter farmers that are actually ahead of agribusinesses and ahead of marketing agencies and getting social media and getting how to reach out. At the end of the day, it's about giving a voice to 1.5% of the population that works in raising our food, feed, and fiber for this country.
Well, I'll tell you, as somebody who's, you know, considered to pioneer some of these mechanisms for ag communications, you know, going back, well, 5 years now, we were just looked at like we were crazy. You know, what's a blog? Well, it's just a type of a website is what I tried to tell people. And I've said since the beginning, it's all about joining the online conversation. And the hardest thing I have found for communications professionals seems to be the fact that we now have mechanisms that let us do what we're doing right now, just have a conversation with each other. And yet, it's, I guess, because we've long been used to having to go through a gatekeeper who controls what information gets out there. And now it's direct, one-on-one, and it's not rocket science, I don't think, either, but it's great to get to meet you here, and we're going to have an Ag Chat tonight,
yes.
Which the topic will be on bioenergy, so I'm sure we're going to have some interesting online conversation on that. Anything else as you kind of look forward you might want to say we didn't touch on here as it relates to Ag Chat or even social media in general?
I would just simply like to invite anyone in agriculture to get on Facebook and Twitter, because the reality is that the activists, the multi-million dollar anti-agriculture activist industry, is giving a voice to agriculture. So if you're not engaged, my question back to you is, well, how do you know that you will be able to protect your right to farm tomorrow? And I would encourage you, if you do come on, certainly check out Ag Chat. It's not for everyone. We recognize that. You can use Tweet Chat to follow along easily. You need to use the number sign and then A-G-C-H-A-T. And I think you'll find that it's a delightful community. We certainly do have some folks that like to come in and antagonize. But by and large, it's a tremendously professional community that has a lot of power. And agriculture really has found that we do have a strong voice through Twitter and Facebook. And we need more folks communicating about what they do on the farm. So come on out. Check it out. I'm under at M. Payne Canoper. You can find me on the web. I'd love to talk to you. If you need some help, just give me a shout.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Michelle. We're here at Farm Progress Show, where the weather is absolutely gorgeous. I don't think I've ever been to one where the weather's been this nice. I hope it keeps up. So from Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.